Welcome, everybody. Share number 1242. Learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Everybody, and see, so Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Rafur Shalema. Rafur Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Shtaka Rafur Shalema Psach Shacholi Israel. Getting back to our Malach of Chayresh plowing. So we are in the middle of talking about, in reference to washing floors. And we said, so just to review real quickly, reviewing, we said that in general, sweeping is okay as long as it's a hard floor and person lives in an area whereby it's a city of hard floors, and which is the case most of the time. In reference to, right, so then we spoke about, but the problem was with washing floors, we said, was more problematic in general. When it comes, even with a hard floor, by a dirt floor in general, we said it's not allowed for sure. But even with a hard floor, one has to be careful and not to wash the floor. Now, with a dirt floor in general, again, most houses don't have it, but even with a dirt floor, it's very hard to wash a floor. Now, the question comes up, is there a way to work with it? So we spoke about the step number one, which was last year, which was soaking up spills. We said on the floor or even on the counter, something spilled, whether it's water, whether it's juice, whatever the case is, it's not a problem as long as it's not a major spill, but you could just take a pre-cut paper towels, and in conjunction with the amount of the spillage, you try and take more paper towels or even a towel if you have to, but it has to be done in a way whereby inevitably there won't be squeezing. In other words, when I go ahead and wipe up the spill, I won't be squeezing out the towel, not when I'm wiping it up, not when and I won't be pressing down, and also when I pick it up, to throw it on the side or to throw out the paper towels or whatever, I won't be inevitably automatically squeezing out the paper towels or the towel. And this could happen, by the way, this could happen. You could imagine if it's a larger spill. Let's say somebody spills a bottle of water, right? Or from the rain, and there's a lot of water on the floor. People are walking, came in and it's raining, or there was snow and there's mamash a puddle. And so if you take one small towel, it's not a major towel, and wipe it up, but basically after you wipe it up, the towel will be soaking wet, whereby even if you pick it up, as soon as you touch it, you'll be squeezing it out. So one has to be extremely careful when it comes to these things, but always the procedure to keep in mind, like we spoke about last year, is always you have to have this towel or pre-cut paper towels have to be much more than the spill. Like this, you have dry parts on the towel to grab onto, or from the paper towel you have dry parts, number one, and number two, even that much that was soaked in, even if it's the whole towel, it's not as, you know, it's not enough whereby if you automatically touch it, it will become, you'll be squeezing it out. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Now, when it comes to washing the full floor, let's say, for example, it's a rainy day and people are coming in, Kanayahara, big mishpacha, 10 people, whatever the case is, I'm just giving out a number, right? And people are walking in and some people took off their shoes, some people not, but the bottom line is, they made a lot of schmutz, as they say. There's a lot of dirt on the floor, black marks or whatever the case is, and from the rain or possibly it was snow and something like that. So now the question is, good, so I wash my floor before Shabbos, and now it's starting to, you know, become a major problem because now the whole floor became black, and it's, let's say, Shabbos morning, I have a whole Shabbos to go. I'm going to sit around with a dirty black floor, and people are coming, yes, and it's just, it's not, as they say in Yiddish, not batamt. So brings on the Sefer Shabbos b'Shabbatai, they all bring it down like that, basically, but he explains it very well. He says like this, that le'inyan halacha, he goes back and forth. The bottom line is, to wash the floor in general, right, if it's a little bit dirty, or whatever here and there, and I want to give it a regular washing, and I'll do it. Let's say I'll do it in a way. Good. I'm not going to use a I'm not going to use a mop, and I'm not going to use a towel. There won't be any squeezing. I'll do it with a rubber. Let's say they have these rubber squeegee things, or these rubber I don't know how you call it, sticks, or rubber mop type of a thing, or plastic, something whereby there won't be. That's how they describe it. So it's a rubbery type of a thing, or a plastic type of a thing, whereby there won't be any squeezing. There won't be a question of squeezing over here. And then I'll throw down some water on the floor, and I'm going to wash the floor a little bit with this type of a rubbery mop or rubbery a stick, or however you want to call it, with the rubber thing at the end, and I'm just gonna, you know, clean it up a little bit, and then I'll just like wipe it up with a towel or with a paper towel. So he says like this: if it's not a major tzairich, it's not a major, you know, bother. Just it's a little bit dirty. Yeah, I would like to wash it, but listen, it's Shabbos and it's a nishkafelech. We'll be able to get by. Then don't do it. Then you're not supposed to do it, even in a case in time whereby there won't be any squeezing. It's not a question of a mop. It's not a question of a towel. It's a question on the floor itself, because there's in general Chazal made a gezeira, we don't wash floors, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch comes out. But now let's take going Shehushchare. He says like this, that Haritzpa machmas shenichnas mi bachos b'minalim mi rutavim rutuvim mi ma'isagishamim ma'ishashlagim. It's snowing, it's raining, snowing, whatever the case is. The people are walking and they're rubbers, and one kid took it off, one didn't, and the net is black all over the place, and it's dirty water, and it's just disgusting. So he says like this. So avol im and let's say it's such a case. Avol im nislach lech haritzpa harbe v'yesh leitzar rav lahanicha kach, and it's just bothering me. I can't leave it like this. The whole Shabbos, I'm sitting around with a black, dirty floor, black marks, right? Dried up, dirty water from outside. It's I can't do this. So he says, for kol shekein, so if such a case, from the slachlucha haritzpa, harbev yesh boi tzar rav lanich, and it's causing me a lot of tzar. It's b'shasat chak godl, if you want to call it. And he says, for kol shekein, im yesh belichluch, mishum pigia, bekavet abrius. And definitely if it could be a question of kavet abrius. In other words, people are coming. I'm embarrassed to have a floor like this. Or another thing is that it's taka slippery, right? Many times you have people coming in, it's raining, it's snowing, or whatever the case is, and the floor becomes slippery. The floor becomes slippery. Now, I want to make it clear, we're not talking about a carpet. There's nothing to do with a carpet at all. We're talking about a regular tiled floor, marble floor, whatever the case is. And now it's slippery, and then it could be even dangerous. In such a case, we're going to say, okay, it's the actual washing of the floor. We're going to be makel. We're going to rely on the makilim, and you would be allowed to do it in such a case. So he says, "Beifanim demut alishpach ma'im." Beifanim demut alishpach ma'im ladiach ritzpa habayis. Like we said, so, but how do you do it? He says, "Mutter afle shav shafem haritzpa v'alichloch she'ala alidei makal." In other words, how do you do it? The problem is you can't use a mop. You can't start using a towel. So the best way to do it, that you could spray, the Shulchan Aruch says straight out, you're allowed to spray a little bit of water. In other words, to take a cup or whatever and let down, you know, throw on the floor a little bit of water, water from a cup, clean water, whatever the case is. And then he says, "Muta afle shav shev haritzpa havalichloch shala alide makel sheyesh berosha kamin gumi a plastic." And then you're allowed to take these type of sticks that have the rubber at the end, or if there's such a thing as a mop with rubber at the end. In other words, the point is the end of the mop that's hitting the floor is rubber or plastic. He says, "Rubber or plastic." The ain bazem mishum iser noisef. There won't be any iser, any additional iser which will be schiter. There won't be any squeezing. Obviously, if you take a mop, they're squeezing, right? Right, so then you take these type of things that have a rubber at the end or have plastic at the end, and there's no question of squeezing out material of a mop, and you're not taking any shmatas or something like that. And then he says it will be fine, and he says muta afle shavshe for mitzvah v'alichloch, even to rub it a little bit with the rubber, you know, to rub the dirt a little bit so that it comes up with the rubbery part or the plastic part of the stick or mop or whatever. Again, when I say mop, I'm saying with the rubber or plastic bottom of this, cleaning application, if you want to call it. Okay, so now, okay, we'll continue next year, but just real quickly to end off. And then now everything, the you broke up, if you want to call it, you broke up the dirt on the floor. So now you could just go ahead with a couple of towels, but larger towels, and wipe up the spill, or a bunch of pre-cut paper towels. But again, it has to be enough whereby you won't come to automatically squeezing out the towels or squeezing out the paper towels, and to just wipe up the schmutz, as they call it. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha kol tov.